to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there, this is the automatically deleted husband, still trying to reconcile with his wife, and made a significant effort on that today that you may or may not be aware of, but obviously many people are. You know, as I expressed in the video, I'll express again, when you sent the email from George, it was indeed a big mistake. Because now I know that at least one of my kids is reaching out to me, and you've kept me from him. You allowed him to send one email. I responded, I think it's 36 times or more, even recently, and you do not allow me to talk to him. And as we approach voicemail number 1000, that's cruel. That is really cruel, not only to me, but clearly to George. But then again, that was your mistake. I would suggest MetaView made a mistake today. They sent me an email. As I described it, it was short, cold, and callous. And my response was rather detailed. And so, obviously, I sent an email response. And after I was thinking about it, because I've been really concerned about what's happening with my family in the pandemic. And so, and it was, I think, Thursday night. I watched I watched the second part of the Plandemic series, the Indoctrination, and you know, found that I connected with a couple points. So I addressed that in video form today, as well as the things about MetaView. And again, I was very specific. As I state, you know, I was also messing with Kozlowska.org, so it was going up and down. But in that process, I caught two cases where videos were watched. One was the video of today, watched from someone in the Ringgold, Georgia area, just before 5 p.m. today. You know, so I sent the video embedded in the email, but somebody watched it on an iPhone. Well, I mean, if you're using an iPhone, you're probably, anyway, you've been suckered. I'm sorry, you've been suckered. But there's, you know, I saw that and I said, well, clearly someone, not only, has, you know, obviously the reason I send the low resolution version embedded in the emails is so you can have confidence I don't know that you're watching it. So if somebody deletes it or somebody watches it, I don't know. If you watch it directly from my website, sometimes I do know. And by the way, for other purposes, the technology to record when that happens, who and from where is being put into Shofar Nexus. So the idea of being anonymous watching it because I delete the records is going to change because I'm putting the records in, again, for other purposes. But obviously, it allows me to know what's watched on the Kozlowska.org site. But the other thing that happened was that somebody in Arizona, again on an iPhone, watched the video Post-Call Reconcile Isaac, which was from 2016. Obviously, Julie and Isaac are in Arizona. And from my assumption, because I don't have direct evidence, so is Tirza. I don't know. Because, you know, just my family. You wouldn't want to have communications in the family, would you? That would be too Christian-like. Because you want to act like the world, you wouldn't want to let the dad know about his own kids, would you? It's been a very busy day, and a lot of it was the response to MetaView. And, you know, I've been working on what to do as I attempt to get louder. There are a couple other things to work on in reference to Shofar Nexus because of it's time to promote it. And, you know, crossing over with, because the Shofar Nexus site and my personal site on BitChute are the same. So that is a factor. But again, I literally watched as my, you know, the early view count essentially doubled, and the number of so-called subscribers basically doubled with the Foundation series. And then I interacted with people. I've watched some of the videos around that time that I did originally, part of Reconcile 30, and a couple of them, I said, you know, okay, these have to go online, especially, for example, the one about sacrificing your children to Molech. And it mentions Jim Cross directly, and I'm not going to edit that out. There are a couple that mention Jim Cross, Rhonda Keynes, and Chris Bitterman directly, as the video today did, and I pondered, I seriously pondered, should I put that in BitChute, but I decided, no, I won't. At least I won't yet. But so I'm telling you this. Yeah, I'm sorry, a long voicemail again. I'm telling you this because it's on the table, and I can point to the fact that it was presented to you. I'm not doing anything behind you. I'm doing it right in front of you. And obviously, the people at MetaView and Covenant Presbyterian and so forth, they have access to it. I've been very upfront with them. It's in the email, how to get to this voicemail. It's all there. So if somebody says, we didn't know, I use the expression, I'm going to push it in your face. Well, that's exactly what I'm doing. Because my objective is reconciliation. I have been ignored on that for 8 years. And so somebody might say, oh, you're being mean, you're being cruel. What's happened to me? What's happened to the people who say, oh, no, he's a bad person? Really? Really? The cruelty from MetaView, Covenant Presbyterian, and my own family and extended family is excessive. I use the analogy again in the video. I am Fritz Erba with a nicer hole. They were really cruel to him. MetaView is no different. My lady, I also understand you're no longer there. I have no idea where you're at. Wouldn't be surprised as you're being indoctrinated with your mom and dad at whatever indoctrination center you're at now. Because the institutional church is an indoctrination center. And I'll take you on with scripture on that. But again, you know, I use the line, marriage begins with sex and ends with death. And I'll back it up from scripture. The problem is people don't want to take me up on that because it hurts their institution. Because the institution, the marriage ceremony, none of that is required in scripture. And then, of course, the Bible is true and the institutional church is a fraud. The reason people will not want to address that is because if you do, and any part of that you find is true, it cuts the legs out from under the institution. And so the thing you have to do, as I described in the email, you got to silence me. Because otherwise, the cruelty, the theft, the deception, so forth, of the institutional church is exposed. And you got to protect the institution. I am going to spend, as you know, without doubt, you know, the rest of my days seeking reconciliation with Jim Cross, Rhonda Keynes, Chris Bitterman, my wife, my kids, especially my wife, because I love her. I love her intensely. If she wanted a man who could make a lot of money, she married a guy who could, who no longer wants to. And I'm sorry. In a sense, I'm really sorry. We did for a while. If you want a guy who who wrestles with God to know him well, to be obedient to Christ, to love the Lord well, and love others. Who doesn't drive by, but goes in, as I did again yesterday and just an hour ago. Because obedience to Christ means something to me. Clearly, it doesn't mean a thing to Jim Cross, Rhonda Keynes, Chris Bitterman. The institution is God for them. And I have to be silenced. I'm not going to be silent. They're going to have to stop me, and the police won't work, or come to the table and act like men. In other words, have courage, as I've described, and pursue reconciliation as a follower of Christ would. That's set before them. And maybe they'll all, as they say about your dad, tuck their Talmud between their legs and run. But I'm not going to, because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm also in love with my wife. And I will never turn from her, and I think she knows it. Dorothy Jane, my lady, I love you.